California has a sea urchin problem. They've exploded in numbers off the Northern California coast, and these purple, spiky urchins are wiping out crucial kelp forests. So scientists are now searching for ways to slow them down. Here's NPR's Lauren Sommer.
Diving in a kelp forest is a lot like walking through a real forest. The seaweed is 30 to 60 feet tall.
It's very surreal. You're kind of swimming around, and then you have this large canopy over you that's kind of filtering light.
At least that's how it used to be, says Meredith McPherson, a graduate student at UC Santa Cruz. She and her colleagues found that 95% of kelp forests have disappeared in counties north of San Francisco. Kelp provides a key habitat for all kinds of marine life.
We were expecting something like that, but it doesn't really make it any easier to digest in terms of the actual loss of the coastal ecosystem.
It happened because of an ecological double whammy. First came a marine heat wave known as the blob. Water temperatures rose far above normal. Then came a more direct attack from purple sea urchins.
They are voracious grazers.
They devour kelp.
Sometimes we see dozens of them crawling up the stem of the kelp and kind of taking it down from there.
Normally, urchins are kept in check by their main predator off Northern California, a giant starfish, or sea star, as scientists call them, known as the sunflower sea star. But they've been wiped out by sea star wasting disease. Scientists think that both the disease and the blob of warm water were made worse by climate change. Even now, with most of the kelp off Northern California gone, the urchins are still everywhere.
They're kind of like zombies. You know, they can last for a long time without eating, and they just live.
Morgan Murphy Canella is kelp restoration coordinator with Reef Check California, a group of citizen scientist divers. She's leading an effort to help beat back the urchins on a small section of coast where divers are systematically removing them.
And they clear by hand. Some guys have like rakes attached to their hand, kind of like Wolverine from X-Men.
Last year, they removed more than 20,000 pounds of purple urchins. The idea is to give kelp seedlings a chance to grow, at least in one spot.
I think that we can do this. It's going to have to be a long-term project, but I think we can create these oasis zones where we can see kelp grow back.
And because the urchins are so widespread, some are trying another approach.
Hi. What's your order number?
On a corner in San Francisco, Stephanie Mutz puts four purple urchins into a bag for a customer. She runs Sea Stephanie Fish, based in Santa Barbara. These customers are after the urchin's uni, its coveted reproductive part.
I mean, they're just so good.
As a diver, Mutz watched these purple urchins boom. They're easy to catch, but without a lot of kelp to eat, they don't have much uni inside.
But a lot of times they're just like super skinny or empty inside, and they're not marketable at all.
So Mutz and her partners have started urchin ranching. They catch them in the wild, then fatten them up at a shellfish farm. Since the pandemic started, she's been selling direct to customers. For this San Francisco pop-up, her online store sold 300 urchins in 6 minutes.
The word has gotten out about the nuisance of the purple urchins, so it's like, oh, I'm doing really great for the environment. I'm going to eat these guys.
Other urchin ranching projects are getting underway in California. Eating urchins isn't likely to solve the problem alone, but in a few places, it might buy the kelp a little more time until conditions get better. Lauren Sommer, NPR News, San Francisco.